Darwin is not Nitzal, but it's above the cap to burn it. And the person has to bring a doctor in.
Don't you on the Kufa Machina? And whether those who take it out Kufa Machina become Tomei, or those who are Isaac and Haiso become Tomei, the Sukkot would say. And then you have to burn it out to Kufa Machina. And Yom Kippur? Right? The Chatzeres HaPnimiyah. The Chatzeres HaPnimiyah, the Pahar and Dabash HaSibur, and so on. Whenever you have a Chatzeres HaPnimiyah, and the Basar is Nisrav Kimitzvasa, not the Psu. It's Nisrav Kimitzvasa, so you have to daft to burn it. Kufa Machina. That's how it
Now
what?
That one?
Why isn't it Nifta when it leaves? I guess that's the Nifta. It's not. Nifta means when it goes to Kutzman Kama. That is the mark. The person takes the bus to Kutzman Machen and burns it. I guess it's not Nifta the Yes. Yes, it means wherever the mark is, so then if you take the Kutzman Kama, it's Nifta. But the Torah says you have to take the Kutzman Machen, so I guess it doesn't become Nifta. Otherwise, you have to say you have to bring it back into the Azor and burn it. So the Torah says not. The Torah says you take it out and put it on the and then you burn it there, put it on the So that's not chutzim koma. That isn't the correct makom. So the Mishnah Lamelach points out that on Yom HaKippurim is not the only time in the year that you have a din with Zoris that you have to be Zoris the Dam on the Paroiches. You have other occasions where you have Chatoros HaPnimiyos, where you Zoris Dam on the Paroiches. But the Mishnah Lamelach points out that the din of being Zoris Kineged Badei Ha'orim. The two Badi Ha'orim, this man by his Rishon, when there was an Orim. By Shein, there was no Orim. And by Shein, the Mishnah says, it's supposed to be, the Tanzol is supposed to be Mechavim to be Zorah Keneged, the Mokom, Mechuvim Keneged the Mokom, where the Badi Ha'orim used to be. Like when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be Zorah to Dam in front of the Ala Kaporis, the Lefnei Kaporis Yaz, Achas Lomailu B'Shev, what does he do? Achas Lomailu B'Shev Lomata? So when he does the Hazorah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so also he's supposed to be Zorik that Dam, he's supposed to do the Hazorah Adam in front of the Paroich, in front of the Kaporis, in front of the Aron, and by Sheni when there was no Aron, so it says in the Mishnah in Yuma, Evan Haz Hashem, there was an Evan there, and Evan Shishir, and that was the Makom HaAron, supposed to be with the Dome of the Rock is, on top of that rock. I'm not sure whether that's true or not, books written, Sfarim written about this, whether that's correct, whether the facts are true or not, that the Dome of the Rock is really built on top of that rock, whether that's really the other Shishir. And the Kangaroo used to be Zorah to Dam, and by Shein, Mechuvan, Keneged, that Eber Shetiyah, where the Makom Ha'orim used to be. What kind of a din is that? The Rav Dovala, Rabbi Elephant, quotes in the name of Rav Dovala, the Hanarach, used to learn a little bit about Rav Dovala. What? Yes, I'm saying over his Shia. So he says, Rav Dovala used to say, what kind of a din is that? That even in by Shein, where there is no Ha'orim, he's still Zorah to Dam, Keneged, where the Orem used to be, and when the Tangon goes into the Hechem and he Zorah in front of the Parashas, and Yom Kippur has to be Zorah Kineged Badi Ha'orem, and by Shein there was no Orem, there wasn't a Badi Ha'orem there. So he has to be Zorah Kineged in the Mokom where the Badi Ha'orem used to be. What kind of a din is that? Where it used to be? But Rav Dovla said, that's a din of Kitchel Shai to the Kitchel Asi Lavai. That even though there is no Orem, that area is more Mekudosh than the rest of the area. It's not a din, you have to be Zorah Kineged the Badi Ha'orim. If the Orem is moved over, then you have to move over and also be Zorah. No, that Mokom, Kineged Badi Ha'orim, has more Kedusha than the rest of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you have to be Zorah the Dam and not Mokom the Kodesh. Just like you can't be Zorah the Dam, that you're supposed to be Zorah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you can't be able to that mitzvah by being Zorah in the Azor or in the Heichel. Or the Dam is supposed to be Zorah in the Heichel, you won't be able to the mitzvah if you be Zorah in the Azor. It's a Mokom, it's a different Mokom. So the Dam that is supposed to be Zorah Kineged Badi Ha'aron in front of the Aron, that's a separate section of the Makom of the Kodesh HaKadosh. We shouldn't think that the whole Kodesh HaKadosh has the same level of Kedusha. It's not true. The Makom in between the Badi Ha'aron has a higher level of Kedusha. In fact, it's not the only din, there are other dinim. But the Tanoim discussed possibly, I think, when it gets to B.R.A. Panis, the Makom of Tanoim, that the Makom that Mechuvan Kineged the Badi Ha'aron has a higher level of Kedusha, and it may be relevant when it gets to those dinim of B.R.A. Panis. Thought on today's text. The din of B.R.A. Panis. The Kohen is not allowed to walk into the Kodesh HaKadosh and start doing Avodah. Al-Yavah B'Chaleis HaKadosh and Beis HaKadosh. Kiim B'Zorot Yol HaHavan HaKadosh. What's the din? Al-Yavah B'Chaleis HaKadosh. That's called Bia Reikonis. Knisa Reikonis. To walk into the Kodesh HaKadosh without doing any Avodah. You have to do an Avodah when you walk in. The Rambam has a Machlokes with his smag on the din of Bia Reikonis. What kind of an Avodah do you have to do? What if the Kohen just walks in and he's Mishtach then he walks down? Hashtakwa is Nishkin Avodah. Hashtakwa is a Kiyum.
What do you mean Ayavol HaKadosh? You mean Dafka, you have to come when you start open, Dafka Yom Kippur, to do this big Avodah?
You have to come to do an Avodah. But what Avodah? What? He can't make up his own avodah. You can't invent your own avodah. So the only avodah you can possibly do, Kim is also you have an avodah, she can do this avodah. What if he goes in and he does some other avodah that would be kosher, but also be good if it would be kosher over there? What if he goes in and he does his ishtachvor? That's the machloekes, the Rambam and the Smah. If he does ishtachvor, is that called beer ikonis? Is that a violation of beer ikonis or not? Because ishtachvor is a kiyum in Migdosh. But it's not an avodah. It's not an avodah. Avodah means something that's done by Kohanim only. Ishtachvor is a kiyum on anybody who's in the Azorah to be ishtachvor. That's what the Zomer Goyim pointed out. He learns in the Pasuk by Bikurim. He says you bring the Bikurim and you say the Mikra Bikurim. Then it says, Vihishtachavi, Solofnei Hashem Alakecho. You do ishtachvor. So ishtachvor is not really the Goyim claim. Ishtachvor is not part of the ceremony of the mitzvah of Bikurim. You have Havoaz Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim, the Fatik. Ishtachvor is a din in general. That whoever comes into the Beis HaMikdosh has an opportunity to be the kind of mitzvah of ishtachvor. Chutz HaMikdosh, there's no kiyum on mitzvah of ishtachvor. Ishtachvor means the Tisha Yadan Rad Lan. All the way down. And the kiyum is only in the Mikdosh. So once you're in the Beis HaMikdosh, you may as well chaparai the opportunity and do ishtachvor. Why not? You should go to the Beis HaMikdosh and you shouldn't do ishtachvor. That doesn't make any sense. Once you're there, shouldn't be ishtachvisa lachnei Hashem Lachera. That's what the Golden Gaon says. That's how the Mishnah knows, the Mishnah in Tomnit, describes the state of HaVodah that was done every day of the year. So it says that all the Kohanim who went into the Azorah, he did Shechitim, he did Kabbalah, he did Halochim, he did Haktorim, he did Nisachayayim, and all the 13 Kohanim who did the HaVodah. So it says every single one of them, the one who did the Trumas Hadeshin and everything, everyone who came into the Beit HaMikdash did Hishtachvor. Where does it say in the Chumash that they have to do Hishtachvor? So the Zohar Gaon says, this is the Pasuk by Bikurim, that whoever is in the Azorah and does Hishtachvor has a Kiyum HaMikdash, it's not an HaVodah, has a Kiyum HaMikdash, even if he's not a Kohen, the Levi are himself also to Kiyum. So you may as well, if you're bringing Bikurim, may as well utilize the opportunity and do a chaparayin mitzvah of doing a shtachvah. So who are the nami? Any kohen who happens to walk into the Azorah in order to do any avodah, he may as well do a shtachvah. That's why the Mishnah describes that every kohen who did an avodah every day of the year used to be mishtachvah when he was finished with this whole thing. So this whole avodah is ready to leave. He would do a shtachvah in order not to lose the opportunity of gaining a kiyum. The one who never did a shtachvah is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That's strange. That's what Rashi Soloveitchik pointed out. The Mishnah described in Yuma in detail, step by step, everything the Kohen Gadol did, and it never described that he did a shtachvor. So fill it in mind. Mr. Joel, the guide is right. That's the apostle.
You have to read the Shtachvor.
Shtachvor the Yotzah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Could be. I don't know. Does he need a shtachvor every time he goes in? I don't know. Rashi Soloveitchik was bothered with this cash. I have to look it up to see exactly why he considered the kasha. It could be that all he needed is one ishtachvor for all day long. I don't know. So later he was bothered with this question, how come the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur never does ishtachvor? It says ishtachvor v'yom, at the very end of the avodah. I don't know. Maybe he was assuming that he should do ishtachvor each and every time. I don't know. So he thought that the answer would be as follows, that this is one of the things that Rav Soloveitchik used to say every year. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that the Chazanim are not supposed to bow down in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and they say the Seder HaVodah when they say Aleinu. So the Chazanim always assume that the reason why they're not allowed to bow down is because they walk away from their place. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to walk around. That's not the Taz, the Taz talks about, walking around the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Chazanim have an Einfal, they're going to jump. They keep this 2 feet. You're not allowed to separate your feet then. You're not allowed to separate your feet. So they have an Einfal, they jump. A lot of the religious Chazanim. They stand over here in front of the shtender, and then they jump back. It's not enough room, they jump back again, and then they bow down. Then when they pick them up, they jump with the 2 feet together. So they never separated their feet. So many people say that that's a little bit of a joke, that's humorous, because they're walking away. What's the difference whether they're walking like this, or they're walking like this? They're not funny away. They're walking away, it's no good, they have to stay in the same spot. The later generations developed a new patent. And instead of having the chazan jump back, have the shtender jump forward. So you remove the shtender, you have a removable shtender, you have the chazan down in a different spot. You remove the shtender and the chazan is not walking away. So he didn't walk away, he didn't move his feet apart, and he didn't walk away. So Rav Soloveitchik always says that he doesn't think that this solves the problem either. Why? Because there is a din in tefillah, not only that you have to keep your feet together, not only that you're not allowed to walk around in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Chazorot HaShad, because you didn't have to daven by midah. From the beginning to the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to be standing up. That means that's the specific tradition for the Chachamim on the Sakh, and you have to daven by Midah. And if you're going to lay down in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to say, but not because of Shtachim Nodim or whatever, you're going to say, V'hakohen Avraham, Baruch Shem from the Chutz of the Yarn of Blood. And that's supposed to be part of the Hazarat HaShas, the state of Avodah. The state of Avodah is part of the Hazarat HaShas. The Hazarim do wrong that you say it softly. The Hazarim is supposed to say every word out loud. It's not a pious. It's the Shulchan Aruch quote. The Chazan has to say the Seder HaVeda and Musa from Yom Kippur. And it's based on a Gemara. Gemara says that's halacha, but that's not piyutim that we've introduced. It's part of the Musa, just like Aneinu. Just like we have a difference that the Chazan says Aneinu may run the right thing, the Yochi doesn't say Aneinu. So the actual Musa has to be really different, just like on a kind of Tzibur. They added on six additional prophets in the Hazarat HaShas, which didn't don't say. So it's one Yom Kippur. The Seder HaVeda is an integral part of the Shemana Esrei, that the Chazan is supposed to say out loud every word. He doesn't have to say everything, but he has to say all the major points of the Avodah. He has to say the major points, but it's not proper. It's not proper that everybody says it softly and the Chazan just says Lost Toys. He only says the last one. But Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that since this is in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, it's not Piyutim. This is actually part of the Shemana Esrei. So the din requires that the Chazan has to say Shemana Esrei Bamida. Bamida means with feet together, standing still, not moving away, not even happening. And Bamida means Bamida, standing and not sitting. You can't stand there, you're allowed to sit. Different thing. If a person can't stand, he doesn't feel well. So you have to damish my answer sitting down. But if you're healthy enough to stand, then you have to stand, you're not allowed to sit. So this idea of bowing down in the middle of the Shemana Esrei is only a minhag. It's not a din. There is no din. Then it's shogunach. It's a minhag. It's a whole four bows down when you say Menachem Korim and Aleinu, when you say the Seder HaVodah. So since it's not a din, it's only a minhag, so it's not proper for the Chazan to bow down. The Chazan has to be Bamido during the whole Chazarat HaShas. The Akhrenim say it is a minhag toy, a minhag on Kiyot Gehenna. They say you're not allowed to follow that minhag. But then they say Rabbanim are timing against the minhag all along. They say the Balabatim started that minhag. Minhag has to be a minhag of Tikkun, instituted by Rabbah. Minhag is instituted by Balabatim, sometimes maybe good and sometimes not good, depending on whether it has the symbol approval of the rabbinate or not. But the rabbinate never approves this minhag. That's what they always used to sign it. The Shulchan Aruch said that the Chazonim who bowed down in the middle of Shemana Esrei is not right. The Akiva, yeah, I'm going to have to learn it, right. I think Taisa talks about it. We're going to have to figure out what the drop is. We'll have to see what the shot. Okay, could be Tachanunim. Taisa says Tachanunim. I think Taisa says those are the Tachanunim that he added. Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll get there, I didn't finish yet. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik gave it to Marshall, just like we know, just like he thinks that this is a double pashu, that the aloha is that the Chazan has to be tied to whole Shemana Esrei from the beginning to the end. Ba'amido, by Yom HaKippurim, the aloha requires that the Kenzorim should do this, the Avodei Tayyayim, in a specific order, doesn't only require you to do Avodah number 1, number 2, number 3. 150 Avodahs have to do that in that order. 1, 2, 3, 4, from 1 to 100, that in that order. There's more than that. The walking, the fact that Kangaroo walks into the Azara, that's also number 1. You put in order not only the Avodahs, the connecting points and the linkage from one to the other is also part of the Seder Avodah Tayyam. From the beginning to the end, the Torah describes Avoh Alo Almighty, he walks in, he walks out, the walking in and the walking out is also part of, you can't say it's part of the Avodah Tayyar, it's not an Avodah, walking in and out is not an Avodah. Part of the Seder Maaseh Yom HaKippurim. There's Aloha that Maaseh Yom HaKippurim. All the Atiyahs have to be done in a specific order. So the Seder Atiyahs Yom HaKippurim is the walking in and the walking out is also part of the Seder Avodah Tayyar. How do you know that so? So Rav Soloveitchik brought a raya from the Gemara that the Gemara discusses what if a person walks into a Bayis HaMenuga backwards. The Chumash says that if you walk into the Bayis HaMenuga, you become Tomei. So you want the first step in the Chumash talks. What if you walk backwards into the Bayis HaMenuga? Is walking in backwards have the status of Bia? Bia, Shalaika Darka. I forgot the Lashon of Gemara. If you walk backwards, I forgot the Lashon, the Gemara has a Lashon for that. If you walk backwards, is that called Derech Knitsa Nas? The Gemara brings our raya from the fact that the Kangal on Yom Kippur walked out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim backwards. You see that walking backwards, even though it's not normal, normally you should look in the direction where you're walking, know that you shouldn't trip. As we all tell our little children, watch where you walk. So the Kangal on Yom Kippur, when he walked out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he walked out backwards. So the Gemara says, if you see that it is Shmo Halicha, it is Shmo Bia. So just like on Yom Kippur is good, the Gemara has a deal, and maybe by the Bayis HaMenuga it's also good. What's the tushtel? Who says on Yom Kippur the Kangol has to walk normally? If he flies out with the Shemam Feirish, or an electrical apparatus or something. He flies out through a window and then he walks in again. So what's wrong? Who said he has to walk out? He sees him tomorrow, not so. The halacha requires that he has to do 150 avodas in this order, ala seder, and he has to enter knisa, and he has to be everything in order, as everything is described in Akrima. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, therefore, if the Tzadik were to do his shtachvah on Yom HaKippurim, any time of the avodah, that would break this halacha of the seder kol ha'mayis. Just like the Chazan HaChazoros HaShat has a din that he has to do everything by midah, and if he's going to bow down in the middle of the Chazoros HaShat, middle of the Nusach HaLishman Esrei, so he's not davening by midah, so the same thing, that's a din of Rabbanim, so the same perhaps on the level of their eyes, so the Tzadik has to have not only 150 avodahs done in that order, it has to have needs to be yitzia. Is also part of the Chal Hashem of Maisa Yom HaKippurim, as the Gemara seems clearly to imply in the first Perek in Yom, in the first Perek in Chulin. That the Gemara talks about the Kangol walking backwards with a Shmur Halicha. That is a normal way of walking, to walk backwards. But the Gemara says there's no Sushal, because there is Derech Kovit. The proper way to walk away from the Shechin is to walk backwards. But the proper way to walk into a Bayit HaMenuvah is to walk forward. There's no reason to walk backwards into the Bayit HaMenuvah. Unless the Shechin is outside, you walk away from the Shechin and backwards into the Bayit HaMenuvah. So the Gemara makes a chilek between the two, but the Gemara assumes that the Kohen Gadol is walking on Yom Kippur, has to chal Hashem, it has to be a normal fashion of walk. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggests, and maybe that's the reason why we don't find in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol did a hishtachvo. I don't know, you have to...
Maybe
it
might be a
heftig,
or what?
Yeah. Well, it'll be not a heftig, it'll be a shinui, that you're not supposed to do anything...
Well, he did start walking, when walking, he stands up, he'll do the walk. Walking in the
No, but the Torah says you have to do everything in this order. It's supposed to be walking then. It's not supposed to be mishtachada.
He's not allowed to stand still.
Yeah. Unless you stand still just for a moment, that's all part of normal walking. People don't run. They walk slowly and they stop slightly in the middle. But to stop and to bow down, that would already be a hafsok. I don't know. You point out the Mishnah says the Ferish, and you stop all yours. I don't know.
Have
to check the Mishnah. I don't know, was it at the end? I don't think so.
No, the first week they love him and it's still solid.
I don't know, I have to check in. And then Rav Soloveitchik added, no, that's all Rav Soloveitchik. This is what he said. This is printed, I think, in the new stage. This was a reprint of an old letter of the name. And then we added, what we learned more than we added, that there is a kasha that Rav Lozer Moshe Horowitz has in his sefer. Doesn't have in his sefer. He sent a letter to another Rav Lozer. And the sefer that's called Mabusha Yantas. Mabusha Yantas has Chiluchim Echtavim of Rav Lozer Moshe Horowitz, who is the Rav in Minsk. In the back of the Gemara, Rav Lozer Moshe. He was the Rav in Minsk. He was the Rav in Minsk. The Beit HaLevi has true distinction. That the Shaila of the sefer, because Rav Lozer Moshe didn't like a certain Meshulach. And he told his wife that if that Meshulach comes when I'm not home, don't let him in. He didn't like Meshulach is a guy who collects money for Yeshiva. Meshulach? Never heard the word Meshulach? But he said, I don't like that guy. If he ever comes when I'm not home, don't let him in. But once he wasn't home, and his wife was embarrassed to say, my husband hates you, so I'm not going to let you in. So she let him in, and she gave him coffee and cake, whatever, and they're rabbi, and then she let him go. So the Rav Lozer Moshe wasn't chesed that his wife wasn't zayin with him. It was baila b'ir, there was no problem. But he was afraid that maybe there's a din of seita asura b'baila. Because the din is that if you're hamakani li'ishta in Israel, he says to his wife, I'll teach three mishplani. He shouldn't be misyachad with somebody. And then later on, the wife is misyachad, even though it's baila b'ir. Oh, so this was the shaila that Rav Lozer Moshe is. That since he himself knows that he was Mekanela, so do you say Shavya Namshe Chatiha di Yisura? Or do you say no, that the Eidus is needed, Lekim Adov? So the Beis HaLevi has a whole tshuva to him, whether Eidus Lekinu is Lekim Adov or Bir Adov. He explains what does it mean, Lekim Adov, what does it mean, Bir Adov. And if you give a get, and no Eidim is absolutely not Chalet, if a Kohen gives a get to his wife, and no Eidim, he can remain married to his wife. It's not that he knows Shavya Namshe Chatiha di Yisura, he knows that he divorced his wife. The get is not Chalet, so the Eidus are needed, Lekim Adov. Shaykin, if a man catches his wife in the middle of his noose with somebody else, they'd be Yedim Aram with the Biradova, not the Kimadova. But then places in Suvas up test points then. He has to divorce his wife even though Eidus and Kimadova. That's what the Beit HaLevi discusses in the Tshuvah to Rav Lozer Moshe. But over here, the husband had told his wife, I'll teach her in Mishplon. And even though she didn't violate the laws of Yichud, because it was Baila Ba'ir, but nevertheless, that could still constitute a din of Kinui. Let's say a man tells his wife, she shouldn't be mityached with her father or with her brother because it's choshed her business. So under normal circumstances, there's a din of yichud is mutter with your father or with your brother. A woman is permitted to be mityached with her father or with her brother. Or with her son, let's say. But if the husband is mekanelish, he says, I'll teach to you avich, vim machich, vim dinayich, then there's a din of kinu yastir, even though there's no violation of yichud, there's still a din of kinu yastir. So if Lord Moshe sent his shayla to the Beis HaLevi, what's the din? Whether
don't let him in.
Why not? Because the Beis HaLevi has a whole filter about it, and so on. And then at the end, in the last paragraph, he says, but the whole filter that I wrote is really irrelevant because that's not called kina. Kina only applies if he's choshed of his nus. But if he's not choshed of his nus, he just doesn't like that person. He doesn't like the mishulach, and the whole thing doesn't apply. He doesn't write who the tshuva was written to. He doesn't want to write that Rav Loza Moshe told his wife not to write that. Rav Loza told his wife. So these people, this Rav Loza Moshe Rubis was a big rabbi. He's a very big Talmud. So he has chiluf and echtovim with the goyim, the Baal Malbusha Yom Tov. There are two chalotim. It's in the Chelek Orachayim. It's not in the Chelek Emanah. It's in the Chelek Orachayim. So he has different theories that they both are working, have a few levels that are working on this kashya. So the Gemara says in Yumer, that no other Kohen, no one is allowed to be an oil merid when from the time that the Ten Gadol walks in, from the time he goes in to the time he goes out. And the Gemara says explicitly, even before and after he actually does the Seder Avodas Hayayim, the Dvor L'chapa B'Kodesh Ad Seisa, from the time he goes in to the time he goes out, no one is allowed to be there. Then the Gemara on the same daf in Yuma, he writes from a pasuk, that this halacha b'chol adam liya b'yomor b'lachapa kodesh ad seisa not only applies on Yom Kippur when he does the Avodas Yom Kippurim, it applies every day of the year when any kohen hedyot walks into the heichal in order to do the Torah. It's a din that applies all year long, every day. So they're both bothered with the kashif in the Mishnah Tamid, but it says explicitly in Mishnah Tamid that they used to have another kohen going along with the kohen who did the haktoris in the heichal every day. There's another kohen who went to assist him. So isn't that in violation of this din of the chol adam liyom yomor? It must have been that it's like all the used to hold the plea from him. So they're puzzled with the kasha, they try different answers, and then they shrug up the answer, and then they come to the suggestion that since the other kohen used to go in to assist the kohen who did the haftarah haftarah, so there's no violation. It didn't have a chalodim, but the Almighty will happen, but the Almighty will happen, only applies to the other side who's just going in for curiosity's sake, in order to watch to see what's going on. He has no good reason for being there, no reason at all. But if he's going in for the purpose of helping out the kohen and doing the avodah, then it's mutter. That's the best answer that they could come up with. So we suggested perhaps another answer based on this mahalach that Rav Soloveitchik explained, that when the Gemara says no one is allowed to be there on Yom Kippur or the Vav HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside, so even at the time that the Ten Gadol is not doing the actual avodah, just from the time that he goes into the time that he goes out, but he's not doing any avodah, what's wrong? So we thought perhaps that's only a din on Yom Kippur, where the Knesset and the Yitzhi is all part of the Seder Maisa Yom Kippur. It's not part of the Seder avodah. It's not an avodah to walk in to walk out of Mishnah avodah, but it's part of the Seder Maisa Yom Kippur. So when he goes in, when he goes out, that's part of the Maisa Yom Kippur. So the Pasuk says, but all year long, that the Gemara says in Yuma that this din still applies all year long, it doesn't apply just from the time that he goes into the time that he goes out in order to do the Haftarah Haftarah. It only applies to the Shas, Haftarah Haftarah Mamish. Because all year long, there's Tlat HaHechatim to the Yamah, they're walking in, they're walking out. So you can just as well fly in from a window and do the Haftarah Haftarah and then jump out through the window. It's not Allah, he has to walk in Derech Halicha, Derech Knis, and walk out Derech Yitzhiyah. That's only Allah on Yom Kippur, because it says, B'vor Elachab HaKodesh, Ad Seisa, there's a din of Diyah, there's a din of Knis, there's a din of Yitzhiyah. So Yom Kippur, the din of Chalodim Layi applies the whole time from the Knesset to the Yitzhiyah. All year long, perhaps it doesn't apply any time other than the actual Shas HaKadosh HaKadosh. And the Mishnah Talmud, I think, only says that the other fellow was there when the Kohen was walking around in the Heichal. But when he actually did the HaKadosh HaKadosh, I think it says the other fellow, the assistant Kohen, was not there. So maybe that would be the test. That's a possible suggestion. Maybe that's the test. So again, Rabbi Elephant, Shlita, Rosh Yeshivat, Itri, Ufusam. Yes. He used to be a popular figure here in Yeshiva. He used to get the best guys in my Yeshiva to go to Itri, years ago. Ishtanu Haber. So he used to come to the Yeshiva, he said over the Yeshiva, I think, 3-4 times. So he used to say, what's the deal in Rabkai? Why does Rav Chaim make it in the Rambam? Rav Chaim just says shot. He doesn't give any hazard. Just says the Rambam draws the line in between the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Parotas. Why? So he said because the Mishnah LaMelech points out that there's a difference between the Hazoris and the Parotas Zanon Yom Kippur as opposed to the Hazoris Zanon Zanon and the Parotas for other Chatoros HaPnimi. What's the difference? That for other Chatoros HaPnimi there's no requirement that it has to be Mechuvin Keneged Badei HaOrem. Only on Yom Kippur the Mishnah says that he has to be Zoros Adam, the Badei HaOrem needs to be bolted, needs to stick through the Parotas, and the Bais Rishon the Parotas was a cloth curtain. So the... And by Sheni they had... there was a wall, and there was a curtain in the middle of the wall. The Gemara says to me, and Shalosh Adam used to roll up the curtain to show the people the Aron. And the Gemara says that the Badei HaOrem used to be bolting, used to be sticking out, protruding through the curtain, kimin shnei dada isha, like a woman's body protrudes in the front. So on Yom Kippur only did the kanzola have to be zorek the dam, keneged shnei Badei HaOrem. And all year long, another Chatoros HaPnimi, this din didn't apply. The Rabbi Ellison used to explain that he thinks that that's perhaps the biur in Rav Chaim's suggestion in the Rambam. That all year long when you have Chatoros HaPnimi, you're doing is Rikas Adam in front of the Parotas. So it doesn't matter which part of the Parotas you're going to do. Because the Parotas doesn't make any chilek, whether this part, that part, that part, up, down, all around. The whole Parotas has one status. All parochas is one din. The nom comes chalukim in the parochas. But on Yom Kippur, with the din is you have to be zorik the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then you come out into the heichal, and you zorik in front of the parochas, keneged badi ha'orayim, that's also a zrike keneged ha'orayim. Not a zrike, it's not called a zrike in the heichal keneged ha'parochas. It's called a zrike keneged ha'orayim, except that you first do the zrike mamish in front of the orayim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he continued to do some more zrikas standing in the heichal, also keneged ha'orayim. But it's a zrika keneged ha'orayim. That's why I call it. Not that the Rambam, not that Rav Chaim means to say within the Rambam sheet that you draw an imaginary line. The line is not the wall of the heichal, nor the wall of the parochas separating between the heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it's an imaginary line in between the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the parochas. Why should the Rambam draw an imaginary line? So Rabbi Yalkin said, no, it's only on Yom Kippur he draws this imaginary line. Because the Halacha requires, when the Mishnah Melech draws the contrast, the Halacha requires the Zrikas on Yom Kippur should be in front of the parochas keneged Badei HaOrayim. So it's not a Zrika in the Heichal keneged parochas. It's a Zrika in the Heichal keneged HaOrayim. That's the Vora. Hashem came, other Chatoros HaPnimiyos, it's not keneged HaOrayim. It's a Zrika in the Heichal. It's a Zrika in the Heichal keneged parochas. Then one of the Talmidim of Itri, but that's why on Yom Kippur only the Azor Es Adam in front of the Parotas are called Avoidas Don the Big Day Lovim Bifnim. No, it's not his imaginary line. Even though he's standing in the Heichal and he's doing the Hazor while he's standing in the Heichal, but the Hazor that he does in front of the Parotas is not a Hazor the Torah Hazor in front of the Parotas, it's a Hazor in front of the Orayim. It's a Hazor down in front of the Orayim.
So you're sending the area called Pnim to the area in front of the Heichal. How are you doing?
Okay, put it like that. You don't have to say it like that. You can say it easier though. Put it like that? Okay. He wants to say that you're doing the Hazor in front of the Orayim. So that's why it's called Avodah done in Big Day Love and Bifnim. So this is an Avodah that's supposed to be done in front of the Orayim. The Orayim is in the Heichal, but the Avodah is supposed to be landing. You're not mukhif to do it so far that it should land all the way through. You're not even mukhif to do it so far that it should even land on the parochas. You just do a little bit in the front that it should land in front of the parochas. But the idea really is that you're doing hazor in front. The hazor that you do relates to the yarn. It's hazor done in front of the yarn. The harai that has to be done, same badei ha'orim. Hashem can all year long when you have avodas nim, when you have avodas hazor that are done in front of the parochas for other chatoros pnimiyos, there is no din that has to be done keneged badei ha'orim. So it's a din that's done in the heichal. Rabbi the coin ha'oibit stands in the heichal, and Rabbi the skal in the heichal. Not the Rabbi the skal considered as if the Rabbi had been done in front of the ark. This was Rabbi Elitin's shiur. And one of his talmidim who learned in Itri for a few years, heard the shiur a few times. After hearing the shiur a few times, he thanked him. But he noticed that the pasuk in Chumash describes the parochas differently in two different places. Sometimes the Pereches is described as Lehevdila HaPereches Lachem Bein HaKodesh Yedein Kodesh HaKodeshim, as the curtain, as the Mechitzi, as the separation between the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKodesh. And sometimes the Pereches is described as Yitachos Al Ha'arayim as HaPereches. It says, of course, Al Ha'arayim is HaKaporet. That's a different thing. You put the Kaporet as the lid of the Arayim. And then it says also, Yitachos Al Ha'arayim as HaPereches. The Pereches serves in a different function, not only Lehavdil Bein HaKodesh Yedein Kodesh HaKodeshim, but also as a cover. The sachot means chach, as a cover, to cover over, to cover sideways, to cover over sideways the aray. So this Talmud of Rabbi Elifin pointed out, perhaps these are the two functions of the pareches that you find here with respect to the hazoras adam. That the hazoras that the Rosh Hashiva Shlita said when again to Yom Kippur, and that you do bein badi ha'aray, he's doing a hazor in front of the pareches. The Torah, the sachot al ha'aray, the sapareches of the pareches is the covering. In a certain sense, it's supposed to serve the function of covering over the Aron. So you do the Hazorah in front of that part of the Pereches that covers over the Aron. But again, if you do on the side, it'll also be good. So the whole Pereches is called the Tachoyt. But L'chatzilu, the Avodah from Yom Kippur should be done after, in front of that part that actually Mamish is direct from the Chuvin Kenegah, the Badi Aron, that's actually covering the Aron. And Shenikin, all year long, by other Hatorah Sapinias, it's a din you have to do the Hazorah in front of the Pereches, which is the Hibdila Pereches of Hem. Bein HaKodesh, Bein Kodesh HaKadosh. So there is not even a din l'chatchila that you should do it k'neged badi ha'orah. Has nothing to do. There the hazor is done in front of the pareches, which is the hevdilo. Not in front of the pareches, which is the tachayit. The two different functions of the pareches. That's the deal. That's Rav Chaim, Rav Elifin, and the Talmud. Nice. I think the Talmud printed it. Tommy used to learn in our yeshiva. Now he graduated. He's in a very good yeshiva. Yeah. No. The Gemara says, he goes like this, or he goes like that. Lamaila means he dips his finger in and he goes like this. That's Lamaila. And then Sheva Lamata, he goes like that. That's a dip in each time. The Gemara says, I'll call Hazor Tfila. Every time he does the Hazor, he has to dip his finger into the dam. In the history books, they quote that the Abor Shvuyim, there's a whole story about the Abor Shvuyim who were traveling to Achnasus Kala, whatever that means. The whole issue in history, what it means Achnasus Kala, in the days of the Gaonim. So they were captured by pirates on the high sea, on the Mediterranean Sea, and then they were held up for ransom, and the Jewish communities ransomed them. So they paid a lot of money to the pirates. And they landed in different places in Europe, and they were the ones who caused the growth of Torah learning in different communities in Europe. So one of them got stuck in a place, I think, in Germany or France or something, and then he heard the way the rabbi of the community was learning with the Balabatim, Mishnayis Yom, and he was explaining, I call Hazor Tfila, every time the Kangaroo did a Hazor, he had to go to the mikveh. I call Hazor Tfila, he had to be tovel in the mikveh. So one of the Balabatim asked him a kasha, that it says, Chomish Tfila Sasor Kiddushin. The Kangaroo only went to mikveh 5 times on the Kippur, and he did Kiddushin on Rabbi 10 times. So he said, I call Hazor Tfila. So like something like 48, the Gemara can't tell how many Hazors there were. 48 Hazors or something, how do you say there were only 5? So the rabbi didn't know the answer. So this, one of the Abor Shvuyim, who came from the yeshivas in Boga, so he said, he raised his hand, he said he wants to give the correct shot. So he means, I call Hazor Tfila, Tfila Tetzai, had to dip his finger in before he does the Hazor. So the rabbi realized this guy is a real rabbi, so he resigned from his position, and he gave him the position, he should be the rabbi. Then he started Habot HaSater, and they made a real yeshiva. Where would you ever see that happen today? A rabbi should resign because see the other guy knows how to learn. Like B'nai B'Seira. Like B'nai B'Seira resigned when Hillel said that from Pesach Azeich HaShabbos to this guy, he gave all the Makoras. So the B'nai B'Seira was such Bali on over that the Gemara says himself, and they resigned their position as Nisim. They felt that it's not right they should be the chief rabbi. They gave it over to the chief rabbi and to Hillel HaZoh. The Gemara says what a high level of Anover that is. That gives away his position to the one who's better than him. Normal people wouldn't do it. No. Like that? So Lamata means he dips in his finger, goes like that. Lamata means he dips in and he goes like that. And the Gemara says that when he counts, he's not supposed to count all 8 together. You just don't count 1, 2, 3. Once you count 8, why do you count achas, achas, yachas, achas, ushtayim, achas? The Gemara learns that from the pasuk that you have to count them separately. You have to count the Lamata and Lamata have to be counted separately. Then the Gemara has a machloekes satanoim when he says the count and he says achas, achas v'achas, how does he count baita? Does he say achas v'shtayim or does he count shtayim v'achas? It doesn't make any difference. It's a machleik tatanan. Which way should he count? So the Gemara says, "Was b'shteit machleik? What are they fighting about? How do we have?" We have the smaller number of questions. The Gemara says, Mar ki atzrei, or Mar ki atzrei. But in different communities, they count differently. L'moshel, in ancient English, they used to say, which day of Sphira is today? 26 days of Sphira. This is Sphira statement. Orthodox Jews count between Pesach and Shavuot, they count how many days of Sphira. So today's the 26th day of Sphira. So in modern English, we say 26th day, we say 26. In Yiddish, you say Zek and 20. And in ancient English, you also used to say 6 and 20. Well, but in ancient English, you say the smaller number first, and larger number next. So the Gemara says, see, I know a little world religion. Isn't that a poem somewhere? No. I used to be an English major, believe it or not. No, I was an English minor. He's a major English minor. He's never. But I took more courses in English than some of the others who majored in English. I had a reason why I had to take courses in English. It's a long, long story. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mar ki atzrei, or Mar ki atzrei, that in the community where the way they speak is 6 and 20, they don't say 26, they say 6 and 20, when it's a number that's combined 26, they say the smaller number first. But in that community, if the Kangaroo wants to count the minion of the Hazaret, he should say, Achas v'shtayim, Achas v'shalosh, Achas v'yarba. He should always say the smaller number first. But if Mar ki atzrei, if you live in a community with a normal way, like in modern English today, or modern Hebrew today also, you say Esrim v'sheish. You wouldn't say Sheish v'esrim. People would look at you like from biblical times, looking from the tree of the Gezer. In modern Hebrew, you don't write like in biblical Hebrew, you don't write the smaller number and the larger number. You say 26, you don't say 6 and 20. So Mar ki atzrei, you live in a community where they count first the larger number, then the smaller number. So when you do a mitzvah, where the halacha requires that you have to count, and you have to say numbers, you have to first say the larger number, then the smaller number. You have to do the mitzvah of tzvira the way it would be more correct, the way it would be more accepted in the minhag olam, if you should do the mitzvah properly. So therefore, the Magen Avraham said, that since we all talk Yiddish, and in Yiddish, when you count, you say, today is Zeks and Tzvantik. So since we all talk Yiddish, so the proper way to count tzvira saimir is Hayayim, that's what the Magen Avraham says. That's the whole source of the Nusach of Tzvira Samad that we have. So that's the problem. We're working on this new Shulchan Aruch for so long already. Blazer Shach told us we should change everything, and the Mishnah Berurah said we should. So we're changing. That's the problem. We really ought to change this. This is the problem we should change. If the holy Magen Avraham of blessed memory says that he's supposed to count Tzvira Samad according to the Gemara, he's supposed to count Yuma, Mar ki Asrei, he's supposed to count to the way people normally count. In America, nobody counts like that. In modern Israel, nobody counts like that either. Maybe if you live in Russia, I don't know. Maybe if you live in another country where they still count backwards, so you count Tzvira Samad there. But the Gemara says, Mar ki Asrei. If you count in the minhag HaMinah, you count with the larger number first and the smaller number. So that's the problem which the Mechatzim should point out. The people are interested in updating the Shulchan Aruch should point out, this should be updated. This halacha that should be updated. This is a big tzarach and gun. They should write an editorial in the commentator. Or an Aravata or something. Gevalt, this is Ahmamish. This is a real point. This is a real issue. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. We should be more the Rabbanim to see what is going on. No, we have to consult with some Rabbanim to find out why we shouldn't change it today. Because we don't even speak Yiddish. Maybe Rabbi Moshe Feinstein speaks Yiddish most of the time. So he counts like that. Mar ki atzrei, that's his us. But the people who only speak English, and the people who only speak Ivrit and Eretz Yisrael, they don't count like that. So why shouldn't everybody else in the world count the other way? They never had this until recently. Everybody, Europe used to speak Yiddish with the smaller number first. But now that everybody counts with the larger number first, we should change it. I don't know. I don't know. Mother Avraham didn't speak Yiddish. I don't know what is it. Spoke some kind of Yiddish. But he says, you hate Yiddish that they spoke. He also spoke the smaller number first. But he says, you say it. And if you don't, then you shouldn't. He quotes Sigma and Yuma.
I don't know.
We should bring it to the attention of the great rabbis. Possibly, but the Gemara Gufa says two Tanoim each one held a different way.
Yeah,
so how did they do?
This is my brother.
Could be, could be. We have to look in Birnbaum. What is Birnbaum like? He updated his mouth. Let's see if he updated it. Yeah.
It's
a good sign of it, that's when the Magen Avraham puts the two together. I don't know. Magen Avraham relates the union of Sphere Time, whether you say 26 or 1620, relates it to that Gemara. I don't know. The time?
I understand my focus, but now you can have going over to the Holy Ghost and the Kashi with the Shita Chavah.
So yeah, to getting back, there's a din of Knisa Mekonis, and there's a din.
All your vocal play to the Kashi King, the Zodi, the Rome, the Rome, the Zodi, the Zodi,
the I think it would still be up. I think the other way is Knisa Mekonis. You have to look in the Rambam, be a sleeper. The Rambam says one way. I think the Rambam says that he does the Shavuot, his quarter, and on the bottom of the Rambam they have the Havos and the Maharam part of it. And the tiny letters in between the Rambam and the case of Mishnah. One or two lines that appear sometimes on every page, on some of the pages, on any page. So those Havos were put in by the Maharam part of it, in the 1500s. I think he writes in the small letters that the Smag disagrees with the Rambam. According to the Rambam. I think they're just talking about the text of the Nisa B'Day Shamayim. And Nisa there still would be, based on scriptures. The whole page been in the Rambam. There's a din later in Parshas Achrei Mor, which is a fascinating din. Kol nefesh shoteh mevela treif bezach ba'gevu chibez b'gol davar achat pa'amayim mitamei ad ha'erev b'yitamei. The Rashi points out, this is the marker of the din. We know a famous din, Yidl ha'seif toha mitamei adei sabliyah. It's a very obscure posuk though. The din is very well-known din. There's a whole parish. Yud Gimel Dinim, Yud Gimel Dram Nam of the Dinim of the first Torah. The Tanoi made a big fuss about this in order to be in Parson. It appears in Mishnah in many places, but it's in the Chumash, it's so obscure. It's a drasha. There is no black and white Parson tonight. But Tuma saw them a dead body, they're psukim. So a dead behemoth, they're psukim. That is in time of Fishman, a shrub, and they're psukim. We learned already in Shmini. But for the Nibla Soif Tohor, if you have, let's say, chicken in the A&P, it's not Geshachim. So it's Nibla Soif Tohor. So if you pick it up, it's not mitame, it's not mitame b'maga, it's not mitame b'masa. But if you eat it, not only do you violate the avera about eating a nevela, nivla seftor, when you eat it and you swallow it, then it's mitame only abe sabli, only when you swallow. This is a very obscure din. Yesif Engel and Rab Chaim, Yesif Engel and Sefer Abchim Beraisha, Rab Chaim and the Chidush Rab Chaim al Rambam both have a discussion of this topic. What is the nature of the din? Of Nidlos Eishtoh Mekamei Abei Sabliya. It breaks all the rules. Is it a Tumas Mago? So should that be the Hepech? Should all be Mekamei the Mago, Mi Bakutz Mago, Mi Baroi? If he's touched with the end. The other Lo Shata Bama, the prophet says, only Mago, Mi Baroi is Mekamei. Mago, Mi Hashton, Mi Not Mekamei. But they have something that's Mekamei the Mago. Nidlos Behem is Mekamei the Mago. And Nidlos Hasheret is Mekamei the Mago. But if I take a sheret and I put it in my mouth, and it touches the inside of my mouth. So that's called Maga Beis HaShtar. Someone else, listen. Someone else takes a Niblas Behema or Niblas HaSheret and puts it in my mouth and then they take it out. If I'm wearing gloves, then it's only Masa, it's not called Maga. So if something is Mitami Behema, Niblas Behema is Mitami the Maga of the Masa, then it would be Mitami even though I'm wearing gloves. But if it's, let's say, Meisei Yakum. They say Yakma not Mitame the Oihel Shaila, but it is Mitame the Magalamas. So if somebody carries Meisei Yakum in his hand, if he handles it, even though he's wearing gloves, it's still the Mitame. It's not only Mitame the Magal, it's Mitame the Magal. Just the Machlegis HaTanayim is whether it's Mitame the Oihel, because it says Adam Kiyam is the Oihel. So we talk from like a Pshim Baichad, but Adam is only Atem Kurim Adam, Amen Musalim Kurim Adam. That's only for Oihel, but for Magalamas, the Gemara says in Yavamas, it is Mitame. Only for oil is a machlok. So if someone else, let's say someone else puts something in my mouth, and then they take it out, so it's not mitame the mago, because mago beis hashtor meaning mitame. So if this is a din of mago, it should bedavki not be mitame when I swallow it in the beis habliya. Should bedavki be mitame from the outside? So some say no, it's a din of mago, and that's the particular din of mago. It breaks all the rules. Mago mi baroi is not mitame, even mago b'vifnim is not mitame, only the beis habliya. Beis habliya means at the spot where you swallow it down your throat. Only Magad Bebeisab Liya is Matama. Others say no, that it's a tumah of Masa. It's a Rashi in the end of the first Pirkei from Sanhedrin says that it's a tumah of Masa. Not a tumah of Magad. But also, Masa should also be. If I hold it in my hand, it should be Matama. See, the Torah says no, that it's only Matama in the throat, it's not Matama anywhere else. But at least it's not in Gansen, Kulai Chidish Lugam, because the thing is that in the Beisa Astorim, there is no Magad, but there is Masa. There is masa. Let's say I'm holding something in my mouth, so if it's a thing that's mitame b'masa, then it would be mitame me. Only maga beis hashtam is not mitame. But whenever the thing is mitame b'masa, so this masa doesn't need it. As I quote in my Dvar Torah in the Beis Yitzchok, which is all right, about the Tumas Kahan, that masa beis hashtam is mitame, just maga beis hashtam is not mitame. So some say based on that Rashi that it's a tumah of masa. And others say no, that it's not a tumas maga, nor is it a tumas masa, it's a tumas achila. If you do a ma'is achila on it, then it's mitame. What's the difference whether it's maga, masa, or achila? Rav Yosef Engel has all three possibilities. Rav Chaim only has two in the Sefer. Rav Chaim only talks about two. Is it achila or is it maga? He doesn't talk about this wild possibility, is it masa. But there are many nachkeminas. The one nachkeminas that Rav Chaim talks about the miyuchod, Rav Yosef Engel also talks about, is that the Rambam passes against the Gemara. There is a Gemara in Zvachim, I think around Afayim or so. I think it's on Afayim. That if a person eats nivlos ha'ishtar, mitame ha'beis ha'bli, he has to eat a kazayis. If he eats less than a kazayis, not mitame ha'beis ha'bli. What if he eats a half a kazayis now, and he pauses for a moment and eats a half a kazayis later, and it was per kadeh achilas prat, so the Gemara says, shezalo mitame. Achilas prat is only mitzara for achila, it's not mitzara for malchus for eating the nivlos ha'ishtar, you'll get malchus. If he ate the tzut chatzor, he's eating per kadeh achilas prat. But that it should be in the tzura, the tumor, that not. And the Rambam Pasuk is not so. Rav Chaim says we shouldn't get excited. It's the Sifra. The Sifra. This Pasuk in Achim Mois indicates like the Rambam against the Gemara. Rav Chaim explains what's the Nekudas HaMachloikis. He said this is the Machloikis. Whether the two Achila is the easiest shot, that it's neither maga nor masa that's in tame. The din says that if you eat, neither la seif tor. Yeah, because you see it's breaking all the rules anyway. So instead of saying it breaks all the rules on maga, it's maga but it breaks all the rules. Masa breaks all the rules. It's easier to say it's not this nor that. It's in God's and a third thing, that achila is neither la seif tor. Is mitame. So the reason why we're always held back from saying the normal pshat is because the Gemara seems to say nonsense. The Gemara in Zerachim says that it's not mitzuris tarkachidus pshat. So that's why I want to say that the Rambam holds like that based on the Sifra. Rabbi Yosef Engel brings out this third possibility based on the Rashi, Sof Perek Aleph in Sanhedrin, where Rashi writes that Nivla Sefetor mitame abeis abliya is a b'chine of masa. What's the chilek? What I'll say, it's mago masa. In either event, it will not be mitzuref terched achilas pras. Only if you say the definition of the geder hametami is achila. But if the metami is magamata, it won't be mitzuref terched achilas pras. So the difference is simple. What happens if I wrap up, let's say I wrap up the niblos of tohor in some other kind of food? Let's say I make a knishes. I make a knish from the nivlos of tohor. So the outside wrapping is flour. No chicken in the outside wrapping. And the nivlos of tohor is in the inside filling. I have a kazayis of the nivlos of tohor inside, and it's wrapped around with knish. And then I swallow it. I swallow it whole without chewing it. I swallow the whole thing down my throat. So if it's a din, then it's maga that's mitame. So there never was any maga. There never was a maga based asto. But if it's a tumah of maso, then there was a maso. Then a maso there would be. If it's a tumah sachilo, then the Gemara in the end of Psochin, the list of an average Psochin, would say that it depends what it was wrapped in. If I wrapped the chicken inside a knish with an edible coating, with an edible shell of flour, then it's called achila on everything. It's called achila on the flower part, and it's called achila on the inside part. It is achila. So if you say like the Raman were Rabchaim, says the Raman would also mean the time. But it's kochel b'siv, if I wrapped it in cellophane, I wrapped it in a gelatin capsule, I wrapped it in something which is itself not edible, and then I swallowed it, then it wouldn't be called achila. It would be called masa. It depends. If you hold that the Geder Adin is masa, so there is a tumas masa, whether I wrapped it in edible food, or I wrapped it in stiff, or wrapped it in paper, or wrapped it in a cellophane. But if you hold that it's achila, then the Gemara will distinguish whether you wrapped it in some food that's edible, so the achila is done to all the food that you swallowed on your throat. As opposed to wrapping it in something which is inedible, then it's not called an achila on anything. Since the wrapper is not edible, so the whole thing that you ate is not edible. But this is the mocker of that din. And achar emoiz, kol nefesh ha-shatecha mevein le-treifa, v'chides v'godo v'rachat v'amayim v'tamei ad ha-ere v'itohet. This is the din of Nidlos v'tom v'tamei v'esabim. The end of achar emoiz, there's a famous Ramban HaChumash, which he refers to in different places on Chumash, where the Torah speaks of all kinds of Isturim, Giloy and Rayas, and Mishkav Gachar, Mishkav Behema. So the Torah says we should be careful about these dinim in Eretz Yisrael, because if you're going to violate these dinim, the goyim before you violated this, they violated Mishkav Zohar, Mishkav Behemo, and Hilo Yarayit, Vatitma Horetz, Vatkoid Avonu Aleh, Vatok Horetz Es Yashrel. You should be careful, Vatoki Horetz Es Chem Etama Achem Oysa. You shouldn't cause yourself to be vomited out from Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban has a famous comment, what does this got to do with Eretz Yisrael? These are dinim that apply in Chutzalot. One might call it a thing that they don't plot. See what's going on now, and they have a whole dinner going on now in Burakon against 30 Orthodox Jews who were involved in Mishkav Zohar with young boys from yeshivas and from camp. So you would think that the din only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they read the Chumash. The din only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply in Chutzlo. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the din of Mishkav Zohar applies in Chutzlo as well. The Deborah Tina. People make fun of him. The Deborah Tina is having a whole dinner against these 30 people. They should put them out of business. They should lock them up behind bars. They're causing young children to become tzedre. They should give them over to, that's what they're going to do. They're going to give them over to the district attorney. They should make sure they do. So the Rabbana Chumash says that we shouldn't think based on the process that Mishkav Zoch and Mishkav Behem only applies in the Eretz Yisrael. It applies in Chutzlot as well. It's not in the Chavis Karta. It's the Chavis Aguf. It's an adinim that apply in Chutzlot. It's not an agricultural mitzvah. What does the Chumash speak about? Vatitma ha'oret, v'lo tofi ha'oret eschem betamachem o'isok, ha'shakot, ha'goy yashel lefnech. What does it got to do with Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban has this famous comment here, that the Ika Mokam for all Shmiris HaMitzvahs, not only the mitzvahs of Shmiris Baret, but even the mitzvahs that Achavis Aguf, the Ika Mokam of Shmiris HaMitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at a cave ha'oret, and Eretz Yisrael is his Malchus, Palt Mishal Malach, and the main place to fulfill all the mitzvahs and not to violate out there is in Eretz Yisrael. And the Shmiris HaMitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz is on a secondary level, it's on a lower level, as the Sifrei comments on the Pasuk in Kriyat Shema. We say every day in the second parasha of Hayoyim Shemoyim, we say, "Barad Atenei Her Mi'alvoret HaTzoyvash," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us into Golus because of our sins. Then it says, "It's something that's Vorayel Alavatkan," and Rashi quotes from this Shifrei, you should continue to observe the laws of the Torah even when in Chutz La'aretz, even when in Golus. Which laws of the Torah? So the Chumash says, "Tefillin Mezuzos." The Chumash continues, "Something that's Vorayel Alavatkan," you should put on tefillin and put on mezuzos and learn Torah. So the Vilna Gaon asks HaKadosh, what does tefillin and mezuzos have to do with so this is great says, you should continue to observe these mitzvahs of tefillin and mezuzah and chutzpah so that when you'll return back to Eretz Yisrael, you'll chadoshim b'yaynechem. As the Novi Yeshaya says, asivilof tziyunim, that you should have a zecher for these mitzvahs. Yumiyot, I don't know. You should have a zecher for these mitzvahs and chutzpah to remember that when you go back to Eretz Yisrael, you should do them properly. So the Noma Gani asked the Kasha, what has it got to do with, what does all this Russia have to do with tefillin and mezuzah? This would have made sense if you're speaking about observing Trumas and Maestras and Challah and Shemitah and Chutzlar, laws that are basically applicable only in Eretz Yisrael. So in the Rabbanah they say, Hasivilach Tziyunim, you should have a Zecher for the mitzvah of Challah. Have a Zecher for Trumas and Maestras and so on, Chutzlar in the Rabbanah. But Tefillin and Mezuzah and Talmud Torah, the Tamkhim and Zvar Eilu, what's mentioned there at the end of Al Yom Shamaya, there's a regular Chavis Aguf. So how does the Sifrei comment on that Pasuk? That the Shmiras HaMitzvahs and Chutzlar is at somehow on a lower level, it's only B'Torah Zecher. So the Ramban has this famous comment in the end of Achimot, where he says, no, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei Horet, as the Pesukim say by the Kusim, and say from Elokei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Elokei Horet, and Eretz Yisrael is his kingdom, and the Ikam Mokam for observing his mitzvahs is Eretz Yisrael. The rest of the world also is really Melech HaOlam also. But the Ikam Malchus of his is really Eretz Yisrael. So that's how the Pesuk speaks of even observance of these laws of Gilui Arayis and Molech, Molech is a form of Avodah Zarah, and Nishkav Zachar, and Nishkav Behemoth, even these things which are clearly Chayvus HaGuf that apply even to Chutz La'aretz, still the Ikam Malchus of observing these is also an Eretz Yisrael.
I mean, I'll be
passive
because I'm interested in self-explanatory that Eretz Yisrael
word cares about what is done on homeland, and not gonna
nature
is not gonna allow you to stay there. Right. But he says that this itself seems to imply, seems to indicate that the Shmiras HaMitzvos in Eretz Yisrael is more important than Shmiras HaMitzvos in Chutz La'aretz. Otherwise, how come the world, how come the globe doesn't vomit us off of the world? No. All Eretz Yisrael is so sensitive. But sadly it is more significant and more weight placed on observance of riches and not violating out there as Eretz Yisrael than over the rest of the world. There is a machlokes in Rishonim regarding Mishkav Zocher, whether we apply Yehoreh Vayavar or not. These people weren't involved in any Yehoreh Vayavar. The little kids weren't forcing them, they didn't twist their arms into anything, they twisted the kids' arms into anything. There is a shaila where they say Yehoreh Vayavar. Mishkav Behem is generally assumed that you don't say Yehoreh Vayavar. That's why the report says in Stochen on Abchotei, because the Gemara says in Yivomis, Ein Znus L'Behemah, that if a woman practices Mishka Behemah, she does not become Nifselah for Kuhuna. If a woman is Nivel of Apostle of Tzolah, she becomes a Zoyna, she's Asur L'Kuna. But if a woman practices Mishka Behemah, that's not called Znus, because Ein Znus L'Behemah. But the Ritvor and other Rishonim, the Ran and Sanhedrin also raises this, that Mishka Behemah probably you wouldn't say Yehoreh Vayavar because Ein Znus L'Behemah, so that's not really called Gilui Arayis. I put together in this parsha, because these are Toeva. Toeva means that it's an unnatural thing. These are considered unnatural. Sometimes the Torah refers to something as Toeva because of the Chaymahu Avera, and sometimes the Torah refers to an Avera as a Toeva because the nature of the Avera is that it's unnatural. In the Torah called Mishka Behemah Toeva because it's unnatural, not necessarily because of the Chaymah Hadin, that it's from the Gimel Averis HaHamuris that we say Yehoreh Vayavar. But the issue that we should debate is, what about by Mishka Zocher? Would you say Yehoreh Vayavar or not? If the other guy's going to kill me, unless I participate in Mishka Zocher with him, would you say that this is treated like Shara Averis in the Torah? This is not Gilead, right? This is not Gilead, right? This is the Eshestish, Baal HaKosah, Baal Lima, Baal Pito. What kind of, let's say, even a claim to Grusha, or Shangar of the Almana, Chaim Bezayna, that's not called Gilui Arayis. Even Bias Asuras are not called Gilui Arayis. Only Chavi Krisin. Yeah, there is Karis in Mishkav Zachar, there is Karis, but it's a different kind of a thing. It's the Chalal of Shas, I can call it Gilui Arayis. Or should I say no, that it is Gilui Arayis. So the Rishonim have a machlokes on that, whether you apply Yehoreh Vayavar to Mishkav Zachar. Taisus in the beginning of Yevamos, around Dalar and Alev, seems to have the two opinions. They don't speak about Yehoreh Vayavar. Taisus discusses whether the pasuk of Mishkav Zocher being written over here and this parsha of Gilui Arayis is b'mkoymoy or shelo b'mkoymoy, the fact that it appears here, is that where it belongs because it's Gilui Arayis, or it really doesn't belong here because it's not Gilui Arayis at all, and the fact that it's here perhaps indicates something to us because it's Nichas HaPsukim which is really shelo b'mkoymoy. The Taisa seems to have the two opinions, whether Mishkav Zocher is Gilui Arayis or not. In Parshas Kedoshim, yeah, a million dinim. Just hard to pick out some one little thing. Parshas Kedoshim, there is a din of Lo Tzorech Lo Al Adam. Parashat Yitzchak in Pasuk Chavrot. Rashi comments on the Pasuk, Lahar Beitonim Nidrash B'Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara has many interpretations on this Pasuk in Masechet Sanhedrin. And the Gemara, not Daf, B'Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara comments that none of these violations warrants Malkus, not because they're only the Rabbanah. No, they're all their rights. But a Lav Shebechlolus ain't like a Malkus. You don't give Malkus on a Lav Shebechlolus. What exactly is a Lav Shebechlolus? The Tosfos on the Daf, Sanhedrin on the Gimel and Aleph, poses a kasha. The Gemara says in Beit and Stochem that one who does Malacha b'Shabbos is Chayv Misa b'Mezid, one who does Malacha b'Yontav is Chayv Malkus b'Mezid. One who does Malacha b'Mezid b'Yontav is like The Tosfos asks Akasha, why not consider Tarka Kol Melacha of Yonta as a Lav Shebichlal that can include 39 Yisurim? There's one Pasuk that has 39 Yisurim. Just like it says here, Lo Tochlo Al Adam. And includes various Yisurim, the Habit from Yimish to Sanhedrin. So too we should say that there should be no Malkus for one of those Melacha and Yonta because you have one Pasuk that includes many Yisurim. And that's a Lav Shebichlal, a Lav which includes many Yisurim. So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos LaHaRambam and the Hasavis gives an answer on this kasha, and he says that that's not a kasha, that this is all Shem Echor. Just like Tosfos writes in Makkos, that if a person needs to behem a trefa, he gets malchus, both on Mishnah, or if a trefa is loke. So Tosfos speaks of kasha, why is he loke? That part of the bottom outside the trefa, like the chelus, curdle five different Yisurim that you're not allowed to eat a behem that's a trefa. You're not allowed to be eat. Bostam the Abraham is your dog and the Behem the Chai of the Earth. You're not allowed to eat Bostam and Achai. You're not allowed to eat the reverse. Kotshim Shiyotzu, Chutzman Mechitzot. You're not allowed to eat the Aver of the Ben Tepuer, Shiyotzu, Chutzlo, Bet and Imo. So you have five Yisurim and that Pasuk, one poor little old Pasuk there. Or Bostam, Asad Atreifa, Lo Yisachelu. So the simple Pshat is Treifa. And then the Gemara says, Batodeh! So anything that chutz l'mechitzot is nesa. The Gemara gives you this whole bit. Kotchim shiyatsu, chutz l'mkaimam, and the aver of the ben pekua. So there's a sector kasha. How come you're loyke and shreifa? Isn't it a lot should have loyke? So there's a sense that all five are same effort. Everything has the same effort of both of us are the trace. It's a little difficult why you should call it same effort, but that's what takes the sense of the same effort. So along the lines of that takes the theory, the Ramban writes that all 39 Yisurim on Yom Tov, these are not 39 Yisurim that are Rasa. These are 39 forms of violating the Yisur Malacha. It's all Shem Echor, Masas to call Malacha. And there are 39 acts, the 39 Tulas that are called Malacha. It's Shem Echor, that's what the Ramban is. But Tesis, who knows that cloud, not only knows that Tesis was the one who originated, who formulated that cloud, that whenever it's Shem Echor, it's not a violation of the ruling of Kol Lapshe B'Cholol Lutein Lo Yisur. What's the reason why Lav Shebichlal is like Malach? Because it's not Dumi, the Lav the Hasima. It's not similar to Losasim Shabbat. The Chumash writes the Parsha of Malchus, the Hayod, Vina Tosar Rasha, right next to the Pasuk of Losasim Shabbat, to teach you that anyone who violates an Aver which is similar to this typical Aver of Losasim Shabbat will be like any Aver which is not similar will not be like. So the Tosfos doesn't give that answer in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel. Tosfos says that Lasasha Kol Melacha on Yom Tovim should have been a Lav Shebichlolos because it's total 39 Yisurim. So that it's not Shem Echor. It's not that it's one Yisur and not to do Melacha with 39 Osamim. It's really 39 Shem. This topic is discussed by Menachem Zender in his small sefer for the first time. The sefer on Melacha Shabbos. The classic that everybody uses in all the issues. So Rachel used to use it all the time. We learned Yitzias on Shabbos, the first Perek on Shabbos. He discusses everything there is to say on those Gemaras, and he quotes everything there is to quote. And there's absolutely nothing left. There's really nothing left to quote. There's a little more to say. You can put together what he writes on this page and that page and come up with a Knesh. But there's nothing more to quote. Unless you're going to come up with some new Kis Feyad. He was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. So anything that was printed after, he didn't know. But anything that was quoted before, the Shem, Achrayim, Zayim, anything, he has it all there. Everything there is to quote. So he quotes this, Machlag is facing the Ramban, whether Malachas, the 39 Malachas, are Shem Echor, or it's 39 Shem. Is it that Benisa to do Malacha on Shabbos and there are 39 Ekanim? Or the 39 different Yisurim? So Tosfos seems to hold that the 39 Yisurim, so that's the Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. Why is Ha'isim Malacha beyond the Floike? Why not consider it a Lav Shebichlal Shein Loikim Olam? So to that Tosfos answers that we missed the whole boat. That's not Pshat and Lav Shebichlal Shein Loikim Olam. It doesn't mean that if you have one passage that refers to many Yisurim, then you're not looking at anything. No, Lav Shebichlal means like this. If you have a pasuk which has a pshuta shel mikra, and in addition to the pshuta shel mikra, you have a drashas chachamim, then I call that shezeh gamkein nichlal b'pasuk zeh. That's also included in the pasuk. That's called Lav Shebichlal. So when you have a pasuk that says on Yom Tov lo yisasu kol melacha, what is it referring to? 39 things. Which does it really mean al pi pshuta, and which is only drash? So Tosfos says, mayo mehai mehai. How can I pick out one melacha more than the other? It refers to all 39 alibadem. It's a pshuta shel mikra. It refers equally to all 39. So even though it's a pasuk that includes 39 yisurim, that's not called lav shebichlolos. Lav shebichlolos means if some yisur is also included in the pasuk based on a different level of interpretation other than pshuta, but all 39 are pshuta. So that's why that's not called the lav shiluch lalos. Lalosof lal adam, only one of them is the pshuta shlom mikra, and the others, the additional ones, are the drashas chachamim. So whichever one is the pshuta, you'll be looking for. And the others which are not the pshuta, those are the ones that you won't be looking for. Which is the one that's not the pshuta? The lalosof lal adam, which is the one that's the pshuta?
Right.
But Tosafot says on the Gemara there is a pasuk in Chumash that says Al Yetish from Komo Bayorim Ashvi, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to go chutz from Komo. So the Gemara has two interpretations of the pasuk. We know that that pasuk is referring to Haiksor, that you're not allowed to walk out the Kelo B'yod, you're not allowed to carry the pots and pans to collect them one and put it in. And we know also that it's referring to Tumen. According to the Tanna holds that Tumen is an Issa Deraita, that the Kiva Sheet, the Tumen is Deraita, so it has two dinim in that pasuk. So the Gemara discusses one who goes chutz l'tchum, one who carries on Shabbos is chay mik, one who goes chutz l'tchum is ichay malchus anah. According to Rabbi Akiva, that he violated an aver derayt. So Tosis interprets the Gemara to mean the following: which is the pshuta shal mikra and which is the drasha? If the pshuta shal mikra ayetish mukom means don't go chutz l'tchum, and ayetish mukom as meaning don't carry your pots and pans to collect them on is the drasha. So then, if the pshuta shal mikra is referring to kumen, then you'll be loy kan kumen. But if the pshuta shal mikra refers to carrying, and the tchumen is only a drasha, so if it's a drasha, then it's called a lav shebechlol. And a lav shebechlol is ain't like mom. That's what Taisa said. That's how the Rambam says in Sheresh Tes in the Sefer HaMitzvot. The Rambam has a long arichus. What if you have many psukim that tell you the same thing? What if you have one pasuk that tells you many things? And many psukim that tell you the same thing, that's called kefla lav. So the Rambam sheet is a kefla lav. You only like it once. Against all the Gaonim, Rashi, and Taisa, and the Ramban hold that you like it come upon. And then what if you have one pasuk that tells you many things? So the Rambam says, whichever is the pshuta shal mikra, you'll be loikai. And whichever is only the drasha, then it's not pshuta, that's not tumi the lav dechatzina. That's mishur b'disha, it's written in chumash. Even if it is written in chumash, but it's not written in the lashon of hisham ten al aloi, it's also in aloi. The Gemara says, halav haba mechlal asei, is not loika because it's not tumi the lav dechatzina. It has to be written either loi, or al, or hisham or a ten. If it's written in a positive and it implies a negative, that's called lav abba machlal asei. It's an isar asei. Nisar asei is a lav also, but it's not written beloshen lav. So there's no malchus, so it's not doing the lav dechatzina. Certainly more so if it's not even written. It says something else there, and it's only a drashas chachamim. So that's really Torah shebal peh. So that's certainly not doing the lav dechatzina. So that's what Tosfos and the Rambam say. That's the pshat in lav shebichlol. The which is talking to pshuta shal mikra? That's the question. So there is a machlokes. The Chazanish points out there is a machlokes. Rashi and the Rambam. By Bensora Remore, who is Loike. Bensora steals from his parents and he's got to be eyeing the first time Achille Vishon is Loike. And if he does the same thing again, Achille Shni, he gets meat. He gets skill. So the first time that he's Loike, there's a Machloike, is Rashi in the Rambam, which the Chazanish points out in the Chelek Nezikin. What is the Gera Hamalkis of the Bensora Remore? Is it Hamalkis simply because he violated Lo Tzavar Adam? Achille Hamadila Jaitan? He simply violated this Azer. Or perhaps no. Somehow this Kaveri would not warrant Malchus Lav Shebechlov. But the Malchus is rather represents a different din. Chaloshem ben Tormor. It's a new halacha like it says a separate din of Malchus by Amoyti Shema. It says the Yisroosa. Don't show us in that case. The Yisroosa means Malchus, a separate din. A special din of Malchus by Amoyti Shema. And maybe all you also, it's a different din of Malchus. That's what Chazanish points out. Machlokes Rashi Neram. Do you need a regular Hatzroah? Or is it a different din that you don't need a hasura? Rashi says no hasura. The Rambam says regular hasura. It's regular. The Rambam sheet is that the pshuta shal mikra l'tzach lal adam refers to a ben sora remor. That's the pshuta shal mikra. How is that the pshuta shal mikra? And Rashi probably holds like the Ramban achumish that l'tzach lal adam the pshuta shal mikra means an avodah zara practice that they used to slaughter the animal, have the blood in the middle and go something like this and then eat the meat while the blood was still there. That's an avodah zara practice. That's the pshuta shal mikra. It's in the middle of avodah zara things. But nachshav lo itameinu l'taki pichas roishchem, because the kolmorim, the Rambam writes the galochim, used to shave off their beards and their payas. The terebah nevesh lo tzitzim lo tzitzachem. These are all avodah zara practices. So the kaka and gnus, this is all avodah zara. So Masach Lamadam, the Ramban writes, Pshuto Shal Mikra Chumash, it's also an Avodah Zarah practice. That's the Pshuto. That's perhaps what Rashi holds. But the Rambam says no. The Pshuto Shal Mikra is Masach Lamadam, Masach Lachila Hamadiyali Deitam. You're not allowed to engage in Hanoi. You're allowed to engage in Hanoi, Sodom Hazar, all you want, but you're not allowed to engage in a Hanoi which could possibly lead to Dam, which could possibly lead to you killing somebody else. That's what one of the Rabbanim said, that according to the Rambam, this would be the marker of the Din, forbidding use of drugs. If a guy goes on drugs, he may possibly kill somebody later on. There's more of a chance that a guy on drugs is going to kill than the Mansoor Mor is going to kill. The Mor says, and he's going to kill somebody. So if the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to enjoy your tanuk in a fashion that it may possibly lead to murder later on, and the Gemara says that refers to the Bentar Mar, so it should also be the law for drugs, according to the way the Ramah Mar. Rashi learns a little differently. Rashi learns, the Bentar Mar should not eat because he may get killed later. Not Achila Hamzvila Deitam, who may kill someone else. He will be Chayv Mitzvah for the Achila Shniya. That's how the Rashi learns the Gemara. But the Rambam learns Achila Hamzvila Deitam, now I'll do something which may cause you to develop into a hooligan, into a criminal, and that you'll go and kill other people. All the Dina Torah, and Kedoshim has everything. Kedoshim is called Torah Torah. Okay, what's the story? Sunday we should do a little Mishnah Berurah? Everybody knows the Mishnah Berurah already. Anybody have any strong feeling? You want some more Gemara? So this is the Gemara that's going to be covered by the Tumah. Okay. I think. There's a Tumah, no? That's what the different points point out. The Balog and the Rashi. He points out that there are two ways to interpret Kiyashka HaMessina. Rashi says Kiyashka HaMessina, that the Hasina, they had to have aim of the year of the essence of his year. That's all. But Ashka HaMessina doesn't give you the real clue to the answer. It's not really the punchline over here. The Gemara just stated, Ashka HaMessina means that there's a Takana Sezer. They're not telling you, how do you know Takana Sezer only applies to Medaber B'divrei Torah? It doesn't apply to a Hoge and Machash B'divrei Torah. Rashi filled in the missing words. According to the way Rashi learned, the Gemara never said the answer. The Gemara never said the Ikar part of the answer. The Ikar part of the answer is that it says, the Hoidaitom, one can only be Magia B'divrei Torah. Is it Dibur? So that pasuk means, Vahidaiti, you should be Medabi with Divrei Torah. Love Gavki is teach Malam and Lachem. You should speak in Divrei Torah just like Yom Hashem Amtof and Hashem Hakech Bechor. Malahalam Behem and Bira Beresu Sevizia, even though it was the Machshav, there was no Divrei at all or Hasinai on the part of Bnei Yisrael. So to the Doris, when you talk and learning Vahidaiti, when you talk and learning to your children or to yourself, whenever you pronounce words in Divrei Torah, Divrei Torah has to be Behem and Bira Beresu Sevizia. But only that it's limited to speak. And Tosfos says, no, Kiddush HaMessina is the punchline, that is the Ikar Bor. That in Har Sinai, they had to have Eim of Yir, essence of the Yir, because they were talking in the Divrei Torah, not just listening passively. They weren't just Maharer in the Divrei Torah, they were Medaber in the Divrei Torah. So therefore, the Doris also, the Takana says only twice, when you're Medaber in the Divrei Torah. The Shad is, when were they Medaber in the Divrei Torah? Like Gabal Lakim is called Ram Reda Lema. There was a booming voice from Hashemayim that was proclaiming the Atheres Adivis, and they were sitting there. They were standing and listening. They didn't say anything. So one answer you could say is by Gabriel Kim is called Ramayla Leymor. And Rashi quotes in the Chulta Leymor that they had an answer. There was Anir Vamira. The Shechina was saying that Sarah Khadir was never saying Hen Ram, Ram, Hen. They were answering things. So when they were participating, perhaps that's also called Diva B'Divrei Torah. If they wouldn't have participated, perhaps they wouldn't need the whole Diva B'Divrei Torah. No. For the places. There is a pretext. The Dir HaTorah explains there is enough to believe. That's what he says. And Tosfos doesn't say that, Shai. Tosfos doesn't say that the Leymor that they answered Al-Hain Hain Va-Lav Lav Hain. Tosfos doesn't go for that Leymor. So they say a different word. That Shemeya Kim. By my paying attention to his reading of the Megillah, it's considered Kilo. I have read the Megillah myself before Hakhtar, before Hakhtar. As if I read it. Or Shemir Kaina Hamaiti or Kirish Havdola. When he says Kirish and Havdola or Hamaiti, whatever. And I listen to his bracha, it's considered as if I had said Kirish, as if I had recited Havdola. Shemeya Kir Aina, as if I myself said it, Sam Yeti the Kirish and I'm Yeti the Havdola and Yeti the Kirish and Gila. He takes himself to apply Shemir Kaina and he says, I don't have to be Yeti anything. What? The Ikra did was that everybody has to say on Erech Hashem Rakecho. And the Rabbanishlam said it and he was Mighty everybody with Shemir Kaina.
How come it's a macro and it's something like that? A macro can check out from your CEO. And there's no...
Right, right. You're right. It's even foolish when you come out like that. That you say Shemir Kana is a cloud that applies even in a case where you don't have to be yoked in something. Not that it's considered as if I had said it and therefore I'm yoked. It's considered as if I had said it. Even if I don't have to be yoked in anything, it's considered as if I said it. Shemir Kana, right? No. Sikhi Khadar is a different thing. Sikhi Khadar means I take it as a Hadar Babin from Aiden, telling me that he owes the money. Hadar Babin can be either Shtika also, can be either any form of Hadar Babin. But here we're talking about it's called Oinah. You said it as if you had said.
If I hear someone talking and I'm in an audience, then automatically says that whatever the guy says, I agree.
No.
I mean, if
you agree, it's considered as if you had said. If you're paying attention to him, it's considered as if you had pronounced those words. But mine not Kamina. Mine not Kamina. So here it's considered as if they had spoken these words. It's not only considered as if they had been Mahalha, but did they tell the Shasman and Arsina? Considered as if all the Prophet Sol has been Mizabah, but did they tell?
The halacha of Shemir Kamin is different from the halacha of Yer Kedibor. Shemir Kamin is a physical thing. You consider that he's physically talking. Shemir Kamin, but Yer Kedibor, you don't consider that he's physically talking. We always think that the halacha, the Yotze, that's valid.
Okay, well, you see from the Gemara. Here, Kedibor Dami is not a violation of Takana Sevier. And Shemir Kamin is a violation of Takana Sevier.
That's what I guess I'm saying, well, Shemir Kamin, if I said,
okay. If you pay attention. If you're paying attention to it.
This is all
okay. So it's considered if I said Lashon Hara without being mad. Okay, so I wouldn't violate the Eastern. Okay. He explains why I won't violate the Avera telling Lashon Hara, because I don't accomplish any action. Okay. But it's still considered as if I said. Whenever I pay attention to something that somebody else is saying, it's considered as if I had said it myself.
So why would you say that the one saying it's
not
saying it? I guess, why
should you
like it? If you're not
saying it
and
yet when
you hear
someone
say it, you're not
saying
it. So why would you say
it? Mustama Shemeh Kaina means that when I pay attention to you, it's considered as if I had said it to the same degree that you had said it.
Hashem
was not Kaina.
No. Not Kaina. Well, people want to hear just simply.
Considered as if they had spoken the Aseret HaDin, they had said Divrei Torah to the same extent that the Shechina said. When the Shechina said it, that was Divrei Torah. If they would have said it, would have also been Divrei Torah. But if the woman blows Shofar, so that's not a Tkiya Shofiyah. It's considered as if I blew Shofar, not a Tkiya Shofiyah. But that's not enough. Common may not have to have a Tkiya Shofiyah, but it's a Megillah from a Prophet. It has to be a Baruch Hu. That's the place to say. According to the places, that's correct. And according to Rashi, not necessarily. According to Rashi, you have no right, one way or the other. That's exactly what the Gifat Rosh said. When he just pointed out, he said, this is a famous Machlokes Rashi in Pesach on the next daf, and he claims that because she taught from here. But Rashi has in Sukkot, Aplan Lechet on the base, Rashi quotes in the name of the Baal HaRoch of Gedolei. What does the person do if he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Sukkot Lamed Tes on the base. Tes Nachot Alf on the base, quote Rashi, and Sukkot Lamed Tes on the base. The Rashi says, the fellow's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and the Chazan is saying, Kaddish of Kedusha Baruch Hu, Kaddish of Kedusha Baruch Hu, or even Kriya Sotera, Rashi, let's say Kaddish of Kedusha Baruch Hu. The Rashi says he should be Shoyted. He's not allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha, only Heshmer Rabbah, and answer in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's the Gemara with Perish, he's not allowed to answer. So should I say, let him be Shoyted, and let him be Mahal here, so he will have to be the Dhamma, he's not good enough. Take this on the bottom of Kof on the base, passing like on Chizu, he will have to be the Dhamma. Rashi says, if you listen to the Chazan saying, Kadosh, 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 Baruch Hashem, and Baruch Hu, and Baruch, then I'll say, Shemeh Kainer, that's not Hiru, Hiru is Papa Lapti Dividam, just to be Mahal. But let him pay attention to what the Chazan says, and that'll be Shemeh Kainer. So Rashi says, good, let him do that. That's what Rashi quotes from the Baha. Varam Hamasal, the Shaman Ti Chazan Kadosh of Kedusha, any Yochel Lahapti Gulanis in Matsiba, Ela Yishtod, the Yamtin Miyad, the Shemeh Kainer. That's what Rashi says in Sukkot. And place his quote, Rabbi Natan, the Rehoyam, Adarabi, Shemeh Kainer, Havi Hapsok in Shaitan. The Rabbi Natan and the Rehoyam disagree here, and it's Sukkot Lamas Hashem, they disagree with Rashi. They say, Mimanasha, if you hold Shemeh Kainer, then it's a Hefti. And if you hold Shemeh is Lapkainer, then you're not Yetzin. So what do you talk about?
Why is it
in
the Ramayana?
Why is it in the Ramayana? So you see from places, that's what the Birchas Rosh Hashanah, you see from places that the Ramayana should talk from, that Shemir Kainer considered mamish as if you're saying what the other fellow said. And Rashi holds not so. That's what the Birchas Rosh said. Rashi, she sees that Shemir Kainer just means that you're wasting. Not considered as if you really said it. You're wasting. But it's not that you said it. Because Rashi cannot learn Pshat like faith. Rashi cannot learn Pshat like faith. That Shemir Kainer by Mamin HaSinai. Considered as if all the people who were present at Mamin HaSinai had proclaimed the authority as if they had said the words of Anokhi Hashem HaSinai. Rashi doesn't know about that, that's Shemir Kainer. That's why Rashi says, Rashi from the Sinai is different Pshat. But it says Vahidaitam, and Vahidaitam means Aida Dibur. And that's the whole source of the din, it's Rashi from the Sinai, that part of the Vahidaitam. So the Mela has to be Dapsa Aida Dibur.
How are you
going to know? The Tosu goes when she talks, and this is how the Bukha Tosh learns Pshat. When you read in the Rabbi in the Tom, yes, can Rashi, Ada Rabbi, Isha Mea Ke Oina, Havi Hapsoka, Im Shoytei, why is Havi Hapsoka? Why is it Hapsoka? So the Bukha Tosh learns, that's how the adult learns Pshat. That's how the adult learns Pshat. It's a hafzah because since Shemeh Kain, it's considered as if he said Baruch Hashem Am Varach Yom Levar Om Yehishmei Rabba Baruch Amein, as if he said Amein or Kodesh 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 in the middle of Shemar Esrei. But he would have said Om Yehishmei Rabba, that would be a hefzik. So if he says Shemeh Kain, it's considered as if he said it, it would also be a hefzik. That's how the Birchas Rosh Hashanah is shot. Avi Hafzakra, because Shemeh Kain is to be taken literally, it's considered as if he had said what the other person said. The Birchas Rosh claims that Rashi apparently is not worried about that. And Tosfos says, "Mikomakom Nogoham Lishtek Lishmaya VeGod LaMinig." Meaning is like Rashi. Tosfos says, even though we know that Rashi is wrong, God LaMinig. Meaning is like Rashi. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You should be Shoytei. And Shemei Kaina, you'll be Yoytei. Aye, but if you're Yoytei, Shemei Kaina is not a Hefzik. The answer is no. Shemei Kaina just means that you're Yoytei. But it doesn't mean it's considered to you the Admonish pronunciation. Right. That's what the Birchas Rosh claims. This is the Nekuda Tanakh.
Yes?
Okay. Shemeh takes a quote to Rashi. I'm so far from it. Takes a quote to Rashi and saying, Shemeh, that's what Aina.
Otherwise, I would say that.
There were other Rishonim disagree with Rashi on different reasons. The Ran over there in Sukkot Achman Chesem Beis Kort in the Shibboleth HaLeket disagrees with Rashi. Quoted by the Shagatai Sin and Vol, quoted along Aleph and the Shibboleth HaLeket, they disagree with Rashi in a different point. When you say Shemeh Kaina, when you're not in the middle of Shemeh Esther, and you could have been Kaina Jatat, you could have made an Amira. Even though you didn't say an Amira, the Kola Roil Amira, Ain Amira Mia. Kevin's voice, I say Shemeh Kaina. But if you're in the middle of Shemeh Esther, and it's Ain Roil Amira, this is called Shemeh Roil Amira, Amira Mia Kevin's voice. That's the Ain Paul of the Ran, in the name of Bali Atesis. And the Shibboleth HaLeket are obvious. This is Rashi based on that point. In the middle of Shemeh Esrei, you can't say Shemeh Kaina because Kol Shemeh Roi Lebi 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 Lebi. So the Shagatai is a whole attack against this. Just like there you say, if he's Roi Lebi 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 Then the Shagatai is a whole sin in the book where he discusses, is that a valid argument or is it not a valid argument? Gives you a beautiful tuple. He explains what the whole issue is. And others perhaps disagree with Rashi based on a different point, that you cannot say Shemir to Oina on a Dover Shal Sibur. That's why Rashi Rachel claims the Ramam Sibur. The Ramam also doesn't seem to hold like Rashi. The Havos Mari on the bottom of the Ramam says that the Ramam seems to hold like the Rabbein and Tamil Rishi. When it follows the Middle Shemir Esher and it causes up the Kedushin, Havos Hashem, the Brohu, Rabbi Yehoshua Rabba, so you just go weiter in the Shemana, like the Rabbi Natan in the week. So the Shabbat is right. Is it because he holds the kosher in the way of Bila Bila Miakel is right? Is it because he holds like cases of Shemel Kain and then it's a Hefzik? And our Salvation gave you a big Yorkside Rashi that we said over a talk already. He said he thinks the Ramam Shita is a different one. But the when he says Shemel Kain, that's not a private Rashi. He says Kiddush, he says Abbas, he says Shemel Kain. But if I'm the Gila, you say Shemeh Kain, you don't have to have Dabke Minyan. But if it's a Dabish of Tiba that needs Dabke Minyan by coming to Heshmeh Rabba, or Kedusha, or Baruchu, a Dabish of Kedusha, you have to have participation of the Tiba, so the participation has to be that way goes, and you are coming to Heshmeh Rabba. You can't be able to get participation in Shemeh Kain. You have to have some participation in Kumbi Yasser. Just to say Shemeh Kain is not enough. That's what Rabbi Rosh
Hashanah
thought. That's what he thought. That the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos for a Dalit, that you have to say Yamin after you hear a Brachos. And even if you didn't say Yamin, you go to the Shemeh Kain.
then the Rambam says in Chazaras Hashak, and he has Kiva, Chazan is Bitsa Shmona Esrei, and everybody should say Amen. What does the Rambam write again? Everybody should say Amen. Everybody wrote until a Talmud Chanukah's Bracha. So when you hear a Bracha, you say Amen. Even if you don't have to be Yotzi with the Bracha, if you want to be Yotzi, you just have to say Amen, but whoever, if you didn't say Amen, you Yotzi. Why does Rambam repeat it again? He doesn't repeat it each and every time he writes the Bracha. He doesn't repeat it all the time. You have to say Amen. But also, they should talk, and he only repeats it by Benjamin Yuzumin, and by Chazaras Hashak, and by, I think by Kuo Kapoor. I don't remember, very few places he repeats it. But also, they should talk, and he repeats it on the Yisuga. We wanted to bring a riot to this, which the people didn't accept. We wanted to bring a riot in the Chumash, the Pasuk in the Torah. That it says in the Chumash that you should be known when you cross over the yard and have to say the Drachas to close your Hagrid Maharim. It says, Or Hei Shashiyat the Tashon Mashiach of Yana Toham Yamru Amen. So why do we have to say Amen for? If Shemaya Kaina says, consider as if they said Amen. So why do we have to say Amen? See, Arayat in the whole Kumish, Shemaya Kaina, what do you have to answer? Must be Arayat. Well, I mean, Asamini is the Yikuvah because it's a Dovish of Tzibur. It has to be Avengers of Rapti to the Post. It's not like Kiddush and Abdullah. But the Chaykas HaYachid, that's Mutar HaKal Yachid V'Yachid, to say the Brachas as well as the Hadrit Maharev. This was an Indian that the whole Tzibur has to do. You have to adopt to the participation of the Tzibur, I do, I need Asamini. The point that the earliest debated was, at the time that they said that Shir, well, the people thought that that's not a Rai, because the Imam, the end of Shavuot says that in that part of the Yirav, Kol Ha'oina, Amen, Achra Shavuot, the Motzi Shavuot is Yivdom, and by Motzi Shavuot is Yivdom, for sure there's no Din of Shemel Kol. You say a Bracha, you say a Shavuot, you tell Yishua you're never going to smoke cigarettes, you're never going to drink, you're never going to play cards, and you're never going to cheat some income tax. So if I say Amen, so it's considered to be the Bracha I've taken, yes, it's good enough. Let's say, whatever, you take the Shavuot, it's not a mission yet. So if I say Amen, so then your Shavuot is chal on me, even though I didn't say the whole Shavuot. If I don't say Amen, I can say Shemel Kaina from today until next year. That's the Gemara, that if a person is Metabal and Neder Belay, it's not chal, and full of Shavuot to be Shavuot, Shemel, Levate, Bisasam, Neder, Bisasam, Levate, Bisasam, you have to pronounce it with your lips. So if you say Amen, then you pronounce something with your lips. Even though you didn't say the whole Lusso. From the beginning to the end, that's Kiyimur, that's as if you had said Amen. So if you don't even say Amen, then you can't say Kol Ha'ana, Amen, Achal HaShavu, Kamot, Mishon, and Tivdom. And the Gemara, the end of Maseh HaShavu, derives this claw from the Amen of Hazig Maharevo. So that's a different kind of Amen. That's not an Amen for a Tzirut, a Tzirut, a Tzirut, a Tzirut, a Tzirut, a Tzirut. Maybe on that Amen, you won't say Shemei Kohen. But an Amen of Shavu, there you don't say Shemei Kohen. Not a Rai of it. Yeah, both are no Rai. Both are no Rai then. All right? So I was Shvach a Rai. But he says in this case, very close to him, right? This is what the Birchas Rosh says, that the Machlek is Rosh in case of Rishitas. What's Rishitas? What are they saying Rishitas? That's how Shemir Kain really means Shemir Kain, and Rashi doesn't mean Shemir Kain. So what are they fighting on? That doesn't mean it, no? What do you mean? That's how Shemir Kain means considering if I said it. Rashi holds, no, the Shemir Kain means I'm Yotzei with the Shmir, just like I would have been Yotzei if I would have said it, but it's not that I'll consider if I said it. That's what the disciple quotes at Hakira. I think it's a corny Hakira. I think it's very corny Hakira. That's what the Rashi, she was talking about this, but I don't like it at all. But the Shemir Kain means that it's considered as if I said it. And therefore I'm Yotzei because I said it. Considered when you say Kiddush and I listen, it's considered as if I said the Kiddush. If I say Kiddush Abad, I'm Yotzei. You say no. Shemaya is Yotzei Kiraina. If you would have said Kiddush, you would have been Yotzei. But if you're Shemaya Kiddush, so you're also Yotzei as if you would have said the Kiddush. But I'm not considered as if you said it. So that's what the Bechas Rosh seems to learn. This is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosafot. A place it says it's considered as if I said it. Shemei Kena said, I see now it's considered as if all the brain cells said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha.
Mama
said. Yeah, and if you're Shemei Kena in the middle of Shemei Nesha, Tami Yehesh Merabah, it's considered as if you said, Ami Yehesh Merabah, and that will constitute a heptic. And Rashi holds, no, that it's not as if everybody has seen, I said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so Rashi gives a different shot in place. And Rashi, the Shittasa, Sukkah Lamed Ches on the Bay says that you say Shemir Kain in the middle of Shemir Esrei and it doesn't constitute a Hefzik. A little bit of corny pshat. That's why Rav Soloveitchik should never like this Chakira, never like any Chakira. He says, his grandfather Rakan never made any Chakira. It's a learn up pshat, no Chakira. He didn't like this pshat. And he said he doesn't think that's good enough. He doesn't think. When Tosafot says Rabbi Natan Riva Yom and Dada Rabbi Shemeh Kaina Habi Habshaku. In Shaita, it doesn't mean that it's considered Shemeh Kaina, no, and he was Aina, so it's a Habshaku. No, it means a different thing. What if a guy in the middle of Shemeh Esri decides to shake a lulu, but eat matzah? Middle of Shemeh Esri, he's going to eat matzah. So before that, also a Hepsi. He can be matzah in the middle of Shemeh Esri by talking about the ball game, about the weather. He can be matzah in the middle of Shemeh Esri by doing a meister, also a Hepsi. Middle of Dada Shemeh Esri, he starts being mopsic to do some other food. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik thought Pshat was in Kodesh. If Shameh Ko'ayna, Havi Havstok Yem Shoytek, then it comes out that if Shameh Ko'ayna, then you're Yoytek, Omen Yehashmei Rabba. But Omen Yehashmei Rabba doesn't belong in the middle of the Baruch of Olam Hashim. It doesn't belong in between Estenot Aleh, in between Shameh Tfilo. It doesn't belong in between the Baruch, it doesn't belong in the middle of Shmenes. So the fact that you're being Yoytek, Omen Yehashmei Rabba, you're being Yoytek, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvera, if you've been Yosef, some other mitzvah that doesn't, that was never nisakin by the Chachamim to be in the middle of the Brochus, that itself is a Hapsokin. Could be Yosef a different mitzvah within the Shmanesh, is a Hapsokin. Doesn't mean because Shemeh Kir Oine and Oine and he was Medaber and it's Dibur, it's Mamish Dibur. And it's what she taught them. He thought that it doesn't mean that. It means Havi Hapsokin. If you're Yosef, then it's a Hapsokin. If it's not a Hapsokin, it means that you're not Yosef. You're not Yosef. So what are you being Shemeh Kir Oine? Why does Tosis write the Lashon? If Shemeh Koine, then it's a Hapsaka. What is Shemeh Koine? What are they? Stupid whether you say Shemeh Koine? That's what the Rashi said. Yeah, that's what Shalom says Shemeh Koine on a Dovish of Tzibur. Because the Rambam Shita said, you don't say Shemeh Koine on a Dovish of Tzibur. You have to have the audience participation. If they don't participate, you don't say, Omen Yehash Shemeh Rabbah. So there's no, you don't say Shemeh Koine.
But what do you have to do this you
don't
have to
strike on
by
the Rashi
Tzibur,
but
also when you
stop, you
just
be nothing. If you're not Yehash, but the Tosis argues, if Rashi is right that you say Shemeh Koine, what do you mean if he's right? Of course you say Shemeh Koine. No. If Rashi, B'Shem Lubahad, is right. Rashi in Lulav HaGozel quotes to the name of the Baal HaLachim Gdol. If the Bahag is right, Rashi and the Bahag are right. If you say Shemeh Koine even on a Dovish of Tzibur, that's an Akudah. Then if I say, then let it be a Hefstik. What's he doing here? He says, Omin Yehesh Merab in the middle of Shemeh Esri. Not because it's Kizibur Koine. It's Amir, it's Zibur in the middle of Shemeh Esri. No. In the Bin Yehesh, it's different mix in the middle of Shemeh Esri. But that's what the Birchas Rosh learned. Birchas Rosh learned that the Machlok is not in place. You're being Yetzer, Omen Yehesh Merab, in the middle of Shemen Esri. The Chacham will not be Mestapin,
because
you should be Yotzer.
Even though you say Shrekhan,
you're Yotzer and Shalom, you're not Yotzer like Shrekhan, but you're Yotzer and Shalom. Okay, but you still, the Chacham will not be Mestapin, because you should be Yotzer, Omen Yehesh Merab, in the middle of Shemen Esri. But the fact that Yetzer, an extraneous mitzvah in the middle of Shemen Esri, that itself constitutes the heaven. There's a strange story about one of the Balei Amusa they have in Tnuah Samusa. They have this, I think, of Simcha Zisa. I think what Simcha Zisa. But on Yom Kippur, he used to grab and roll on Shemeh Esri. And he was very old, this man, so he had to eat on Yom Kippur. So the Shemeh Esri was so good, he used the middle of Shemeh Esri. In the middle of Shemeh Esri, he would sit down and eat, and he wouldn't say a bracha, how much he left me off on the bed. It helps him. But the eating that wasn't helpful. Highly, I would consider what stock, a highly questionable stock, because the eating is not a hefty. Okay, does Baruch Hu to eat and say a bracha? Maybe benching, maybe you say the benching for later. But you say the bracha shall for now. If the eating is not a hefty, so why should the bracha before the eating be a hefty? I don't know. I think there's something fishy there. I don't know. Okay, we better stop here. We shall continue later. The Mishnah says that the Balkari is not going to recite Kriya Shema Dvarta Davin, but he should be Mahara Kriya Shema Balibo. That's the Parsha Shema. The Gemara says, obviously, this here accomplishes something. What exactly does it accomplish? The Balkari is Rabbeinu Rabbid. Rabbeinu says it accomplishes, but he gets it and he says Kriya Shema. I think now, if he gets the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, then he gets the Mitzvah Tamitayu also. So isn't this a violation of the Tachana Tezra yet? That a Balkari is not permitted to fulfill the Mitzvah Tamitayu? Gemara says, no, Kriya Shema is Sinai. That's not the din that a Balkari is forbidden to fulfill the Mitzvah of Tamitayu. Balkari is forbidden to speak the Mitzvah. But if he fulfills the Mitzvah of Tamitayu, the hero, without speaking it, and although he fulfills the Mitzvah, he's not violating the Zera, the Tachana Tezra. Okay. That's what Rabbi Rabbi Gomar, please, the distribution, he says, no. He will have to do it. You talk about the Chiru, he did it. And he gets to the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. So what does he accomplish by being Mahara? Let him say the same thing that's there. He has to be Tzvah.